Many challenges in your IT delivery process are caused by bottlenecks, which lengthen the time before you get meaningful feedback that you can, in turn, use to improve your process and products. Making work visible is one of the most powerful ways to identify bottlenecks, yet IT is mostly dealing with invisible work. There is no visible stock showing how much product a team or facility has created. There is no warehouse that indicates how much product is available but not in use, and there is no physical process that you can follow to see how an output is being created from the inputs. This leads to an interesting situation. While most people working in manufacturing have a rough idea of how their product is being created, in IT, the actual process is a lot less known. And I mean the real process, not the one that might be documented on some company webpage or in some methodology. Yet without that visibility, it is difficult to improve the process. So, one absolutely crucial task for any IT executive is to make the process visible, including status and measures like quality and speed. In this chapter, we leverage value stream maps to make work visible and jumpstart the transformation with an initial roadmap and governance approach. Making the IT process visible. I like to start any DevOps consulting activity with a value stream mapping exercise. The reason is quite simple. It is the most reliable exercise to align everyone in the organization and my team to what the IT process looks like. You could look at the methodology page or some large Visio diagrams for the IT delivery process, but more often than not, reality has evolved away from those documented processes. I have outlined the process to run such an exercise at the end of the chapter, which can be found in the additional materials PDF, so that you can try this too. In short, you are bringing representatives from all parts of the organization together in a room to map out your current IT delivery process as it is being experienced by the people on the ground, and, perhaps more importantly, reveals areas within the system that can be improved. I suggest that you engage an experienced facilitator, or at least find someone unbiased to run the meeting for you. Ideally, we want to be able to objectively measure the IT process in regard to throughput, cycle time, and quality. Unfortunately, this is often a work-intensive exercise. Running a value stream mapping exercise every 3 to 6 months, depending on how quickly you change and improve things, will give you a good way to keep progress on the radar while investing just a few hours each month. It will highlight your current process, the cycle time, and any quality concerns. You want to make the result of the exercise visible somewhere in your office, as that will help focus people on improving this process. It will act as a visible reminder that improving this process is important to the organization. Once you have a good understanding of the high-level IT process and the areas that require improvement, you can then create a first roadmap for the transformation. Creating a first roadmap. Roadmaps are partly science and partly art. Many roadmaps look similar at the high level, yet on the more detailed level, no two people create the exact same roadmap. The good news is that there is no one right answer for roadmaps anyway. In true agile fashion, it is more important to understand the direction and to have some milestones for evaluating progress and making IT visible. Many things will change over time, and you will need to manage this. There are a few guidelines on how to create a good roadmap for this transformation. Based on the value stream map of your IT delivery process, you will be able to identify bottlenecks in the process. As systems thinking, theory of constraints, and queuing theory teach us, unless we improve one of the bottlenecks in the process, every other improvement will not lead to a faster outcome overall. This is important, as sometimes we spend our change energy on shiny objects rather than focusing on things that will make a real difference. One good way to identify bottlenecks is to use the value stream mapping exercise and let all stakeholders in the room vote on the problems that, if addressed, will make a real difference to overall IT delivery.